You're watching Let's Talk in English. Thank you for joining us here in the LTE TV studio. My name is Katie, and I'm one of your teachers here on the show. Today, our topic is hobbies, and this lesson is called Let's Climb. Let's climb. Peter, have you gone rock climbing before?
I have. I've gone rock climbing at places indoors and places outdoors, too. Hi, everyone. My name is Peter, your other teacher here on the show.
Right now, it's time to look at today's Read It. You can follow along with Peter.
Jim and Alex are going rock climbing. There is a new climbing gym by Alex's house. Jim knows about rock climbing. You climb a wall. You need strong fingers and toes. They need some things to climb. They need a rope and harnesses. Climbers attach a rope to their harnesses. That keeps them safe.
Our friends are going rock climbing today. It might be a little scary if you're afraid of being high off the ground, but it's a great hobby and sport.
It is. Where I am from, rock climbing is very popular. Many people do this after work or on the weekends. You can do it at places inside and outside, too.
That's great, Peter. So, friends, we will talk all about this today. Have you ever gone rock climbing before? This might be something new that you don't know much about. So, that's a good thing. We'll learn together. And we can start by learning all of today's keywords. Here's Christina.
今天的主题是攀岩, rock climbing. Climbing在这里是名词，表示攀登这样的活动或是运动。 不过在美国通常只要讲到 climbing，其实它指的就是攀岩。 Rob 说攀岩的秘诀就是手指和脚趾必须很有力，手指就是 finger。 Do you have strong fingers? 另外脚趾就是 toe， 它的复数直接加 s 就可以了。You need strong fingers and toes。 攀岩的时候，绳索是必备的器材之一，绳索就是 rope。 You need a rope to climb。 这条绳子要系在攀爬者身上的保险带上，系上或是绑上的动词就是 attach. You need to attach the rope to the climber.
Hey, Jim, do you like sports?
Of course, Alex. I play basketball all the time.
Do you like climbing?
Do you mean rock climbing?
Yes.
I do like rock climbing. I did some rock climbing in college.
There is a new climbing gym by my house. Do you want to go there with me?
Sure.
Jim and Alex are talking about an interesting sport, rock climbing. It's okay if you haven't heard about this sport before. We'll learn all about it today.
Rock climbing is very popular where I am from. We have many mountains, so there are lots of places to go rock climbing.
But you need a lot of equipment to do this sport. You need to use this equipment to keep you safe when you go rock climbing.
Do you mean things like ropes? Helmets and harnesses?
Yeah, we'll talk about those things a little bit later. But right now, let's go to Christina to learn more about something that Peter just said.
Alex 问 Jim, do you like climbing? 因为 Jim 不确定他的 climbing 指的是爬树、爬山还是攀岩，所以他反问 Alex, do you mean rock climbing? 你的意思是攀岩吗？ 这个问句很值得学习，如果你想确认对方说的话是不是跟你听到的想法一样，就可以用这个问句 Do you mean 什么？比如有人说要请你吃晚餐，你想确认是不是今天，就可以问 Do you mean today 是今天吗？或者妈妈说你的零用钱是200块， 你想确定一下是不是每一周200块，就可以问他 Do you mean $200 a week? 除了用 Do you mean 之外，你还可以问 Are you saying? 表示你是说什么吗？比如 Are you saying dinner today? 或者 Are you saying $200 a week? 以上这两种说法都可以用来澄清对方的意思。
Thanks, Christina. Friends, we say this when we are talking about something. We want to know exactly what someone is talking about. So we make sure by asking that question.
And right now, I think that we should try an example. Hey, Peter, I'm thinking about going to the coffee shop later. Do you want to come?
Oh, do you mean to read?
Of course I mean to read.There are a few things I could mean when I ask Peter to go to the coffee shop, though. I want to go there to read, but he wants to make sure that he understands when he asks me, Do you mean to read?
I am so glad I asked. Do you mean to read? Thanks, Katie, for inviting me, but I think I will do something else, like go rock climbing at a gym.Unless we can go this weekend?
How about this? We go to the place by my house for coffee, and then we can go climbing another time.
Maybe. I do like reading, but it's fun to do active things too. Now we can do both. Okay, friends, let's learn more about what happens in our next conversation.
Rob, do you rock climb?
Yes, it's fun. You climb up a wall.
Is it hard?
You need strong fingers and toes.
Jim and I are going rock climbing after work. Do you want to come?
Sorry, I can't go today. I'm busy. Do you know a good climbing gym?
There's a new one near my house.
Maybe I can go next time.
Our friends Jim and Alex are going rock climbing after work. Alex invites Rob to come too.
And I'm going to go to a coffee shop to read later, but Peter does not want to come.
It's not that I don't want to come. I just have other things to do.Maybe I can go next time. Hey, that's today's calendar phrase.
Maybe I can go next time.
Maybe I can go next time. 或许下次我再去。
Let's go to the park.
I can't. Maybe I can go next time.
Let's go to the movies.
I can't. Maybe I can go next time.
Let's go to the zoo.
I can't. Maybe I can go next time.
When can you go?
Next time.
Maybe I can go next time.
Maybe I can go next time. 或许下次我再去。
This calendar phrase is a polite thing to say to someone when you can't go if you are invited to something. Rob is very polite when he says, Sorry, I can't go today. Maybe I can go next time.
That's right. Well, Katie, I am really sorry I am not going to the coffee shop with you. Do you know which one you're going to?
Not yet. Do you know a good coffee shop where I can go read?
That's a great question, Katie. But first, let's go to Rebecca. She has something to say about the question you just asked.
Hello, friends. If you want to ask someone if they can recommend something, you can use this grammar point. Do you know a good noun? For example, do you know a good piano teacher? Or...Do you know a good Chinese restaurant. So now it's up to you to use it.
Thank you, Rebecca. So this is a question to ask someone when you want someone to help you find something that is good. Maybe you need to buy a bike. You can ask a friend, do you know a good bike I can buy? They can tell you if they know a bike that you should buy.
Or maybe you are feeling sick. Ask a friend, do you know a good doctor? Then your friend will tell you if they know the right doctor to visit. Friends, can you think of an example?
But this is good. In our conversation, Alex knows of a good climbing gym, and it's near his house.
So that means they won't have to go very far to go rock climbing. That's convenient.
That's right. That means Alex can go rock climbing often. Well, friends, we have learned a lot so far in today's lesson. So right now, I think that it's time for us to take a break. You can join us again right after this. We'll be back soon.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Rock climbing is quite a fun sport, and there are places that you can try it for fun inside. Some of the guys at LTE TV want to go to a rock climbing gym after work.
Yeah, Rob thinks it's a good idea, but he can't go. That's why he says, maybe next time. Let's learn more about this sport in this last conversation today.
Where can we get climbing things? We can rent them at the gym. What do we need?
We need climbing shoes, a rope, and harnesses.
Why do we need a rope?
You attach a rope to your harness. One person climbs and one person holds on to the rope.
And if you fall?
The rope stops you.
That's good.
Alex and Jim are going rock climbing after work. And there are some things that you need to do this sport. You need climbing shoes. Those are just special shoes for the sport that help you climb easily.
You also need to wear a harness. This is the thing that holds you to the rope. And the rope is very important.
Why is the rope so important?
Well, when you're climbing, you don't want to fall. If you do, the rope catches you so you don't get hurt. Or if you need a break, you can sit in your harness and the rope will hold you there so you can rest your arms.
That's nice. So you can either hold on to the rock wall or you can hold on to the rope. Let's talk with Christina more about this phrase.
攀岩的时候，一个人在墙上往上攀爬，另外要有一个人在下面紧紧地抓住绳子，保护上面的人。One person holds on to the rope. 这个句子里的片语很值得学习。Hold on to something. 它的意思就是抓住或者是拿着某样东西不放。不只可以抓住实体的东西，它也可以用来表达紧紧抓住梦想或是理想这类比较抽象的概念。我们来看例句。Please hold on to this bag for me. 或者 hold on to your dream and never give up. 抓住梦想，永不放弃。
Thanks, Christina. So, friends, what do you think of rock climbing? Do you think that you want to try the sport? Ask a friend this question.
If you do try rock climbing, make sure that you have all the right equipment. The rope will hold you if you fall because it is attached to your harness.
We have used the word attached in this lesson, but it means that you put a thing on something else so that it doesn't come off. Katie and I use clipboards to hold our notes. We attach them to the clipboard so they don't fall off.
Yeah, so you have to make sure that you are attached to a strong rope when you go rock climbing. And wear a helmet, too. This is something that will protect your head.
Oh, that's a good point. You want to protect your head. There are lots of things that you need when you go rock climbing. But if you go to a climbing gym, you can rent all of these things. When you rent something, you don't buy it. You just use it for a while and give it back.
That's right. And that is helpful, being able to rent everything. Well, everyone, now it's time for us to practice saying our keywords. You can say them with us right now.
Okay, friends, here's our first keyword today. Rock climbing. Climbing. Rock climbing. Climbing. Kim enjoys rock climbing.
Finger. Finger. Timmy counted his 10 fingers.
Toe. Toe. Don't drop that rock on your toe.
Rope. Rope. Use a rope to climb the tree.
Attach. Attach. He attached the rope to the car. Okay, friends, those are all our keywords today. And now, let's take a look at our conversations one more time together.
Hey, Jim. Do you like sports?
Of course, Alex. I play basketball all the time.
Do you like climbing?
Do you mean rock climbing?
Yes.
I do like rock climbing. I did some rock climbing in college.
There is a new climbing gym by my house. Do you want to go there with me?
Sure.
Rob, do you rock climb?
Yes. It's fun. You climb up a wall.
Is it hard?
You need strong fingers and toes.
Jim and I are going rock climbing after work. Do you want to come?
Sorry, I can't go today. I'm busy. Do you know a good climbing gym?
There's a new one near my house.
Maybe I can go next time.
Where can we get climbing things?
We can rent them at the gym.
What do we need?
We need climbing shoes, a rope, and harnesses.
Why do we need a rope?
You attach a rope to your harness. One person climbs and one person holds on to the rope.
And if you fall?
The rope stops you.
That's good.
Hey, Ginger, do you like climbing?
Yeah, Monkey Man! Climbing is fun!
Oh, good. Maybe we should go climbing sometime.
Okay. I like climbing way up high.
Me too. Let's go climbing at the gym.
Climbing at the gym?
Mm-hmm.
A climbing gym? Do they have tall trees?
No, they have a rock wall. It's very tall.
But I want to climb trees, Monkey Man.
Well, I want to climb a wall.
I know. Let's climb a wall. What do we need?
We need climbing shoes, ropes, and harnesses.
Yay! Ropes for swinging!
No. Ropes for falling.
Falling? Oh, no!
I'm free. I'll let you be free. to get the best view before we stop.
Go back, your back, and grab your gear.
We'll explore the world out there.
I love the outdoors.
I love to be free.
I love the outdoors.
I love to be free.
Today has been a lot of fun learning about this special sport, rock climbing. You can try rock climbing at a special gym that has climbing walls inside.
That's right, and you can rent the things you need at the gym. When you rent something, you don't buy it. You just pay a little money and then give it back to them after you've used it.
Renting things is very helpful because it helps you save some money. But can you remember some of the things that you need to go rock climbing? You need climbing shoes, a harness, and a rope.
That's right, Katie. And it's a good thing to wear a helmet, too. That protects your head. Okay, friends, make sure that you keep practicing all these key words and phrases that we have learned together. And make sure you join us tomorrow for another lesson on rock climbing. We'll see you then here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.